Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
From ADT comes Trusted Neighbor, the new standard in home access. Through the ADT Plus app, easily grant and automate event-based or scheduled access for neighbors, friends, and helpers. Notify trusted individuals of events like alarms or packages, and set access windows for planned guests or even the dog walker without interrupting your day. Visit ADT.com. When every second counts, count on ADT. Requires ADT Complete Pro monitoring plan and compatible devices. Copyright 2025 ADT LLC. All rights reserved.
Managing editor at Single Track World, and here is
Benji Howarth, technical editor at the same establishment.
There we go. We're back because I've been away, and so we've not been here for a couple of weeks.
Well, correct.
I've not been here for a couple of weeks. The podcast.
I was away the week before, I think.
Oh yeah, secret.
Wasn't anywhere.
No, we shan't talk about that because you were so secret.
Alicante Airport.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to work out. It was Juan Hernandez or someone. I want to know who it was, but I haven't found that out yet.
What, a footballer?
No, that's the name of the airport. It's named after some Spanish geezer. I don't know.
Okay. Right.
Can't help you there.
LinkedIn
profile.
So, the news while I was away, I basically missed the UK bike industry while I was away, because it was Core Bike, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did that on a Tuesday. Went down there in a day. Quite mm-hmm. nice, actually. Nice,
admire the trip. Carpet. Core Bike, for those who haven't been, which is basically anyone that's not actually in the UK bike industry, is in a hotel near Silverstone, and it's like the most massive, sprawling maze of a conference.
It's a golfing hotel, isn't it?
Is it a conference? What? I don't know. Conferencing, golfing. Yeah. Golfing and conferences, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Like, we don't even go in the golf building, which is on the left. You know, you go in and park, everything's on the right. There's a thing on the left if you want to play golf.
And it's quite exhausting, as lots of trade shows are. Like, there's just a lot of chat and indoor stuff.
Yeah.
The carpet at Core Bike is the thing that everybody fears, I think. Like, it's sort of swirly.
Yeah, just like the carpet you grew up with. It's like the carpet you had when you were growing up in the 80s and bananas. Just like so patterned. But not like paisley. Not like 70s geometric, like weird 80s. Mm. I don't know.
Anyway, apart from the carpet, did you see anything exciting at Core Bike?
Core Bike show, my favourite and most exciting thing was in the ice and distribution room.
Oh, yeah.
There was something also. There was a few things that were exciting that I'm not allowed to talk about yet in other people's rooms.
What was in the ice on room that was exciting then?
Manitou.
Oh, nice.
Manitou suspension product.
Silver decals, silver forks, silver arches.
They look very similar, the ones they had on. Yes, lowers are like dark grey. I don't say they're black. And Manitou's written vertically, isn't it? In like a wide-legged, squarey font that they used to use.
Right.
Why have I not bothered about that? And the crowns were really cool because they're silver and look like they always have done with the arch on the back.
And so are you excited because they look cool or because of some other factor?
I really like... I've not used every Manitou fork, and I would say that I've not been that historically bothered about their short travel ones, not because I don't do short travel, just think other people did it better. But their ones where they got more travel on them are exceptional, usually.
Okay.
The Mattock and the Mezza, I've never really had a proper go on it, so that's good to get those back.
Wow.
And we'll get a Dorado in. We won't, but we might just get it in to look at it because it's upside down and therefore rad.
Yeah.
And it still looks the same. Still looks, got like Sean Palmer era decals on it, like white and red.
Nice. Now, just before Core Bike, the other thing I missed was Ice Bike.
Oh, yes, that was the... That was a few days before,
packing my suitcase, basically, yeah. So so what did you see at Ice Bike?
Oh, man, that was years ago.
I know.
My favourite thing was Genesis Vagabond. Don't know what kind of bike you want to call that. Takes 29-inch / 700C wheels.
Does it have drop bars or flat bars?
Bolts all over it. What is Ice Bike?
Ice Bike.
Why is it called Ice Bike? It's Madison / Free Wheels UK distributor.
Yeah,
one of the biggest ones.
So Free Wheel is an online bike shop.
But yeah.
They're also, that's like the online public arm of Madison, who's the UK distributor.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones, if not the biggest one.
Yeah, I think so.
Distributes Shimano, and then obviously Madison and Genesis.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. So they have their own trade show.
Yeah.
Whereas Core Bike is a whole number of brands at Core together. Bike.
Yeah, but it's like 20-odd different brands
Loads
or whatever you want to call them.
Loads of distributors go there. Yeah. So, okay, so this bike, does it have, what do you call it? The Vagabond?
Vagabond, I think it's called, yeah.
Flat bars or drop bars?
As usual, either.
Oh. How many widgets does it have on it to attach things to your bike?
All.
All of them.
And a lot of bosses, but it wasn't ridiculous. It wasn't to the point where, if I remember correctly, wherever you put a boss, you can't have very thin tubing. So when you see bikes that are covered in bosses, it means it's basically gas pipe. So beware. Unless it's carbon. But there we go.
Okay. So that's
just a nice
colour.
I'll be quite shallow about it. We'll talk about this in a future episode of this. It was just it looked really good. So it's off to a winner, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it can only be good.
Okay. Well, let's move on from news and product news to forum stuff. Now, I have no idea what is in the forum in terms of chatter because I've been on holiday and so I've been trying not to look at all that. But I do know that there is a whole new forum there. Like, it's new look. There's new...
Oh, yeah.
There are new elves in the background making the words appear on your screen, whatever screen you are looking at. So, and our...
Keanu Reeves...
Is he an elf?
No, but he was in a kind of... He powered things in the background, didn't he?
Oh, right.
In a pod filled with pink
goo. So if you want to chat about bikes or pink goo or Keanu Reeves or bikes, you can go to the Single Track World Forum and chat. And now it looks different. And there's still our tech folks, our tech elves, are still poking things and
ironing.
Ironing, making things work.
Yeah, smoothing. Rasping. Is that what you said in CDT? Rasp
bugs.
Files.
Bug
smoothing
squashing,
the corners.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, go and have a look because it's there. And there's all sorts of chat in there.
It's very busy, so don't just go in once a week because you'll be totally flipping lost. So go in at least once a morning.
So, and then let's talk about something that got delivered this week. The Lauf Elijah.
Is that what it is? Elijah.
Oh.
I don't know, actually. Is it not L? Is it
going to L-I? I should have asked. I went through Iceland on the way.
Is it E-L-J-A? Is there an I in it as well?
Oh, God.
I thought it was an Icelandic problem.
Elja. Oh, it's not the Elijah. No. Elja. Oh,
God, I was right. Thank God for that.
But it's probably not pronounced Elja, is it?
Yeah.
Like Elja.
Yeah, true.
Something like that.
Yeah, just like you've had something fermented.
With fish.
So that arrived yesterday, today or something, but it had been in the UK, apparently, for about 2 weeks or something.
Okay.
While customs were looking at it, because it was so interesting.
Yeah. They were like, whoa, what's this?
What's this? A carbon fibre bike from the land of whatever it used to be called.
Land of like 1990, sort of. It's like both from the past and the future.
It's single pivot. It's a Lauf single pivot, which is what LSP stands for.
Right.
Which is written on the frame. And I thought it was going to be leaf spring projection or something, techno, but it's not.
And it doesn't have the leaf spring fork on it, does it?
No, it's got a normal mountain bike pike with 130 or 40 mil. I'm not sure, actually, but it'll be at least 130. Back's 120 mil, I think, travel.
And so we're doing a sort of audio-visual mashup here because some people will be listening to this with their ears.
Yeah.
And some people will be using this on YouTube, which involves eyes as well. And they might get to see a pop-up picture.
Imagine if an ibis mated with an orange.
And an Ellsworth.
It's not Ellsworth at all. There's no machining on it. It's not four bar. It's not covered in heavy metal thunder.
It's like melty, kind of swoopy.
I don't really remember Ellsworth apart from when they were aluminium.
No.
Well, maybe I'll just blank them out.
Swoopy and bendy.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's more ibis though, isn't it?
Could be both.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Visually, whatever, I'm not that interested in debating the visual, but I think I like the cut of that bike's jib.
Okay.
In terms of...
You just like it because it's pink.
No, I don't, actually. I just think it's a good... It's different for a start, which makes my life easier. I think it's going to... I'm not going to be prejudiced about it, but I think it's got its... I don't know, I'm trying to think of more cliches I can use. It's got its ducks in a row.
Okay.
But I just think it looks good. I think it's a lot to be said for doing something without loads of pivots.
Okay.
It looks really easy to clean as well. That's another thing, as my age showed. God, but that's easy to clean. Smooth,
oh, it is
glossy,
very,
nothing too cranny-ish. Covered in batteries, which it doesn't have to be. That's just the House of SRAM version with flight attendant techno and up and downy wireless saddle and zip-zap gears.
Okay.
It's three batteries on it.
None of those are. It's not an e-bike, is
no.
It's not a pedal assist.
No
battery.
No.
Cool.
And it should be. No, not should be. I think we probably will put rather large voluminous tyres on because one of their things that I'm not entirely sure I agree with for around here or me, but you can put massive volume tyres on it, like 29 by 3 inch.
Right.
Because
which makes a lot of sense in Iceland.
Possibly, yeah.
Where it's all gravelly and soft and sandy and snowy and that kind of thing.
So I don't know what tyres it came with downstairs. Some Goodyear things that look quite voluminous. 2.6s maybe. But we'll try all sorts of things on them.
Right, so you are going to ride the, not Elijah, the Elcha.
I'm not.
No?
Nope.
Oh,
I will be present.
You're going to supervise the riding of the...
TBC, TBA, it's a surprise.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, you're going to watch somebody riding that.
Mm.
And right now, we're going to have a short break.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realise you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything, brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need, and it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors.
With LinkedIn Ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to segue neatly. Yeah, super slickly and neatly through Iceland.
Yes.
Which is where Lauf is from.
Mm.
And I had a brief pause in there on my way to my holiday. And then I had another brief pause in Seattle on my way my holiday.
Yeah.
And then I had a slightly longer pause in Salt Lake City, which involved broken down cars and rental cars with bald tyres. If you rent a car, folks, check your tyres. Wow. A blizzard.
Yeah.
And then eventually I made it to Moab.
It's Salt Lake City where you're not allowed very strong beer or something. Is that somewhere else?
In all of Utah there are
under 3%.
No, but they've made it higher now. So
right, okay.
Weirdly, the one place you can reliably buy beer of the weaker variety, and I think they've put it up to like 5% now, is the garage.
Right, okay, yeah.
In fact, one day we'd been for a ride and I went into the garage, or the gas station, as they call it, and like, I could only see two kinds of beer on the shelf. I was like, oh, okay, I'll choose that one that is moderately cheaper. Went and bought it. Went back the next day and realised that beside the shelf that only had two kinds of beer on it, there was a big glass door into a giant walk-in fridge, and I'd completely missed that was a glass door and not a poster for beer.
Right.
And inside there were like hundreds of kinds of beer, but I wasn't really expecting
to
go to the garage and buy beer.
You had like Foster's.
Actually, no, well, there was a choice of like basically Foster's or Nice Stuff, but it was much more expensive.
Oh, my God.
So, restrictions on buying alcohol is a thing.
Right.
But they're weird. Because, drive to buy alcohol. That makes sense.
Well, I drive to Tesco and buy alcohol.
Yeah, I suppose.
I do go home first.
Yeah.
Usually. Just to park on the drive. We don't go in the home.
Just sit on your drive and drink.
Crack a tinny open on the outside.
So, and then while I was there, I did do some mountain biking. I did do a day of mountain biking, but I did more gravel riding. So Benji is staring at the camera. That's a big sigh.
You've been before, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Right. Actually, I haven't. That's the first time that I've ridden a trail in Moab on a mountain bike.
On a mountain bike?
Yeah, I've been passing through and had kids and whatever else. I'm busy. But yeah, so I borrowed a Moots Route YBB, which was the perfect tool for the job, actually.
Right.
It's got the little soft tail suspension thingy in the back.
It's an interesting version of perfect.
Well, it was for what we were riding.
Right.
So, like, every ride in Moab,
no matter what. What does YBB stand for?
Is it why be bothered?
That's why be beat.
Oh, maybe.
Like, don't be beat up.
Okay.
I think.
Well, whether you're riding on a mountain bike or a gravel bike, every ride in Moab starts with an hour of climbing, unless you do a shuttle.
Okay.
So you do like an hour on quite a nice traffic-free bike path, in my instance.
Okay.
On a gravel bike. And then round the back and into Arches National Park, and it's all
busy?
Like washboardy stuff. It's fine. It's like before it gets hot.
Okay.
So you can actually go gravel riding all day long because you won't die of heat exhaustion. But it wasn't actually snowing most of the time that I was there.
How much liquid did you have on it, on your person or your bicycle?
Not much, just a bottle, actually.
Could have died.
Well, so yeah, later in the year you would need that. But yeah, this time of year it's a bit nippy. Not been to Moab.
Nope.
Oh. It's got good gravel riding.
Right, good. I have ridden gravel for the first time. Well, not really for the first time ever, but pretty much the other this week, I think.
And you wore clipped shoes.
Yeah, clipped back in, which is fine.
So you didn't fall off?
No.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. I didn't fall off, but it was, I was like, I don't know. Just something else to think about, isn't it, being clipped in?
Mm-hmm. A bit of advanced planning.
Yeah, it just doesn't really add a great deal. It might do. That's what we'll find out. It was all right.
Graveling?
Yeah, better than walking. There you go. That's the advertisement.
Better than walking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was interesting. I'd been out for the previous hour and a bit on an e-bike with 1,000,000 watts of power. And I thought I'd get on the gravel bike. And it wasn't.
And your own leggies
much.
Felt like yeah, they had
they
a million
like
watts
right.
of
power. Yeah.
So it has its. It has its place, does gravel. Cover the ground.
Yeah, what it made me think about was like, I had the off phrase, oh, it's good to feel what's happening under you or something, or I like a hard tug, so I need to know, I like to feel what's happening underneath me. To a degree.
Uh-huh.
I try to think of the analogy of audio. It's like you could either listen to something very specifically or have loads of cacophony coming at you where you can't really tell what's going on. But in a feel in a rumbling, what's the word? Not tactile. Feeling kind of sense. There's too much to be felt
right.
to do anything with it. It's not supposed to do with this information that's been battered into my bones. Couldn't really tell, am I losing traction? Am I gaining traction? Am I doing well? Am I doing whatever? Or am I just fighting a bicycle like I did in 1993? Which is not what cycling is.
Fighting a bicycle.
It's not misery. It's not fighting. It's not like being black and white and sad. It's meant to be joyful and fun. It was all right.
Okay. I think we may yet convert you to at least appreciating gravel biking.
The other thing I thought was this is just a road bike that's done work properly.
Well, it's a road bike that gives you a choice.
Yeah, it's a road bike that doesn't jackknife when you sneeze. And doesn't break your neck when you're riding along. It's a road bike that has nothing to do with professional road racing, thus is a good road bike.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think I have been preaching this word.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you've caught up.
I couldn't reach the brake levers very well on the drops. So I'm gonna work out how to wind those in because I couldn't work out how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to think, what else did I do
Ooh,
on my holidays?
I didn't bottom out my fork. I only used 30mm of its 40mm of travel.
Oh, you had a suspension fork.
Mm.
I did not have a suspension fork on my bike. And, forgot, on my holidays, because I was away, there was a giant telly, and I got to watch Braga.
Oh.
Vestavik.
Yep.
Riding in Alaska.
Mm.
And then when I got
Alaska, that passed me by that info. I don't know why, but yeah.
So he's riding in Alaska, and then I got back to discover he's going to be on our next front cover, and I had to interview him.
Yeah.
And he says much the same thing as you about wanting to feel the bike. He doesn't like a bike to be too soft and spongy and like cushioning. He likes to feel it. Yeah.
To a degree.
He seems to like to feel it quite a lot.
Fair dues.
To be fair, but yeah. Makes them feel alive.
Very good. I've not seen that pic. Have I? How many have seen the cover? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't published it out there yet.
No.
It's like you're hearing this here first podcast. Yeah.
Very good.
So, anyway.
Lots of new products that are totally, not I say illegal then, totally under Umbongo.
Okay. Secret things to come.
Yeah, from very big players in the industry.
They're not for ages yet, so put those things to the back of your mind.
A J month, I think. Yeah. I can't say that. Tough.
Yeah. Well.
And an M month. Anywho. And then a 2026.
What? You've seen a 2026 product already? Oh, God.
Three.
Oh, yeah. By then, have we not entered, like, full-on zombie apocalypse mode?
What, 2026?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, have we entered the dark ages?
I do know rare earth materials aren't very rare.
Multiplied.
Very common. Rare earth.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why is it called rare? Mark Miner, why are they called rare earth materials?
I don't know.
Because they're so hard to extract and turn into something useful that they end up being practically rare. But their abundance is not rare.
Okay.
I have my radio works in my car again.
That's
radio
good.
4. There you go.
Oh, so that's what you've learned.
That's what I learned this morning, yeah. Radio.
Okay. Well, whether you've been listening on your radio, see, segue after segue, or
your wireless,
on your ears, or on the YouTubes. Thanks for being with us today. Go and check out singletrackworld.com for some of the stories that you've been talking about, some of the products.
Yep.
And we'll be back next week.
Au revoir.
Bye. So,
have you said you can get Kit Kat like chocolate bars? Now, I know that's not new, but like a slab of chocolate that's Kit Kat branded?
No.
Why?
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Ram Truck Month. Hurry into your local Ram dealer for great deals on the trucks built to help you drive your own story. Like Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2025 Truck of the Year. And right now, purchase and get $7,250 combined cash allowance, plus get $1,250 bonus cash allowance when financed on the 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ram.com and hurry to Ram Truck Month today. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Stellantis Financial Services. Not all customers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 3/31/2025.